Well, after careful consideration, a lot of discussion with my family, made a tough decision. Gonna continue my career. I thought you were off today.
What were you doing? Thank you for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media signee. And of course, Scott, Wednesday was National Signing Day. Huge day for a lot of high school athletes, a lot of college football programs. But, you know, we took a look at the Broncos roster to just see how many stars some guys were. And surprisingly, Broncos only have 2 5-star recruits coming out of high school. That's Andre Caldwell and Marvin Austin. And then 9 4-star recruits. And of course, when Peyton Manning or DeMarcus Ware were coming out of high school, there wasn't the star system. But kind of interesting to note that the rest of the 53-man roster was all 3-star recruits or lower.
Exactly. And one of those recruits was Chris Harris. And he tweeted out a picture on Wednesday. It was an Instagram, actually, of he had one offer, and it was to the University of Kansas, of course. He was a 2-star recruit, and it was kind of a neat picture. You know, that picture was him signing his NLI to go to Kansas, where he at one point was teamed up with another 2-star recruit and Aqib Talib at KU.
Exactly.
So kind of interesting. Those two guys now make up a big part of the no-fly zone. And the other part of that actually is TJ Ward. He also tweeted out he was actually a walk-on to Oregon out of De La Salle. And that obviously has worked out pretty well for him. And in his tweet, he kind of gave some advice to some signees on Wednesday, on National Signing Day. Not where you start, it's where you finish, TJ said. And then he hashtagged it Team Walk-On. Kind of a cool story.
Yeah, definitely. And then on the other side of that, a 4-star recruit, Tony Carter, also sent out a congrats message.
Exactly. He was just congratulating. Obviously, it was a big day in his life. He knows that a lot of high schoolers around the country on Wednesday were also having a big day, and he wanted to let them know that it's a good moment, but you still got to continue on, and that worked out pretty well for him at Florida State.
Yeah, for him at Florida State, 9 interceptions as a 4-year starter there. And then something that's pretty cool on the website is we went back through and looked at all the guys' rivals page to see what they look like coming out of high school. You can find that at DenverBroncos.com right now. For Scott Ward, I'm Phil Milani. Thanks for watching.